Hello and welcome. It's Podcasting's Rich Siegfried here. Now, we've been promising this for a while, and the contest with the winners for the fantastic Where in the World is PRS? We had to break after going to Mysticon, which was fantastic, and then sickness hit again. Yay! So, here we are with the winners. Now, I did want to say we had some fantastic entries here. We read all of them off and I wanted to talk a little bit about each one before I reveal the winner of our Where in the World is PRS contest. First of all, from Mad Sci, had a fantastic story. I heard the Podcasting's Rich Siegfried saw the PRS signal sent up by a drag queen burlesque show that had lost their master of ceremonies and ran forth to save the day. Does GRD have any comment? So until we're all over Macho Grande, make mine GRD. From Mad Sci. Mad Sci, that was a great one. I love the fact that you actually put in some stuff from my other world as Richie Munster, but sadly you misspelled my last name, so points off for that. Next up, we had Surreal with Hello, my geeps. I know exactly what PRS was doing yesterday. He was out there winning one for the zipper. You know, once he got his drinking problems under control. Now, if you will excuse me, I need to take this call. Hammond 5, hold the mail. This has been, as always, Surreal. Now, I really liked what you threw in there. I love kind of the old school vaudevillian callback with the gotta take this call, Hammond 5, hold the mail. It's fantastic. And winning one for the zipper, that was really good. But I don't like, you know, the thing is you spoke about my drinking problem, and we all know that that's supposed to remain anonymous. Next up, we had our cinemistress, Carol. So I was wandering about the streets of Redacted, minding my own business. I was crossing an alleyway when I heard a harsh whisper.
Hey lady, would you like to buy an impression?
Well, I was about to tell this ne'er-do-well that I get my impressions legally in dingy bars and comedy clubs, not from some shady hack who probably can't even do a decent Elvis. That's when I recognized the kilt. The shady hack was PRS. I must say I was shocked. Shocked that such a celebrated personality would be reduced to hawking his wares in some back alley. PRS told me that the sweet, sweet podcasting cash is not all that sweet and is more like spare change. So he had taken to selling impressions on the side to supplement his con habit. With Mysticon rapidly approaching, he just needed the spare cash. Being a good friend, I bought an Alan Rickman and a Pee Wee Herman, but then another Alan Rickman. He must have lost track of time and missed the recording. Anyway, Billy did okay, even though he did sound a little lonely. Maybe you can both record some random phrases to drop in when one of you has other things to do. Things like, wow, and hey, and I agree with that thing you said there. It's a thought. See you at Mysticon, Carol. Well, Carol, as much as I love that, I can do a passable Elvis. The problem is my Elvis sounds a little bit too much like Johnny Bravo. Hoo-ha! So, I get that one. The sweet, sweet podcasting cash. I mean, come on. We're still waiting for all that to roll in. I don't know who we got to. I don't know. Maybe we got to Chris Hardwick or something. I'm not 100% sure. But as good as your story was, also incorporating a lot of the same things that are from my actual life, do have to give the win to Mr. Adam Strickler for the pure, unadulterated epic that he wrote in about this. And now I will try to give his story the respect and honor that it deserves.
Unfortunately, PRS had passed, and like most of us, was shuttled to the nether realms of torture. When the devil sent demons and devils to torture him, he would take their fell instruments and turn them upon his oppressors. Minor devils and demons all fell before his desire to not be tortured, and eventually the master of hell himself heard tales of this untorturable soul. Deciding to take the PRS torture upon himself, Scratch strode into PRS's torture chamber, bellowing his wrath and attacked. PRS met him face to face, grappling in mortal combat. In this realm outside of time, they grappled and fought, talon to nail, fist to claw, and tooth to fang, until they both fell exhausted to the floor. A respect formed between the two combatants. Over meager libations and exhaustion born from the combats of equals, Satan preferred an olive branch. Would, he asked, PRS provide security at Lucky Luke's Roadhouse at the crossroads? Shaitan's most lucrative establishment and carousing house for those of infernal shock. After untold millennia in this place where time flows oddly, the Siegfried and the Morning Star began their enmity anew. Rich challenged the Father of Lies to a drinking contest. Epic in skill was the Bacchanalian challenge, and at the end, both awoke dry-mouthed, bloody, and confused. Somehow the challenge had turned physical again, but neither combatant could recall the events. The only clues were the cowering denizens of hell and the cold, dark embers, where the fires of hell no longer burned. The devil realized that this entity, this podcaster of some renown, would no longer be allowed in his realm. PRS was banished from hell, never to return. He was re-established on the mortal plane, intact and only sacrificing some 30 hours of his mortal life. Now that he is banned from hell, never allowed to return, and will be rejoining the wonderful Billy Flynn again on Geek Radio Daily. Thank you, Adam Strickler.
And I can assure you that it was completely about this amazing epic that was written, and had nothing to do with the fact that he gave me a shirt that actually features the Lucky Luke's Roadhouse at the crossroads or anything like that. Totally didn't. But no, that was, oh God, that was epic. And it was tough with some of them. But man, that shows your guys' creativity and how much we appreciate and love you guys, that you guys would take fingers to keyboards with silliness and epicness. And thank you. So, Mr. Strickler, if you could, please send your home address to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. So that way we can send you your very special prize. We're not guaranteeing you that it's something good, but it might just be something we haven't been able to get rid of at any of our live shows. But it's probably going to be something good as well. We don't know. Could be some random junk from the Flynn. We don't know. But guys, again, thank you so much. We love you guys. And keep your ears to the casts and listen for the stuff. Man, Flynn's so much better at outros.